Devon Funds Management, Tuesday morning. Greg Smith, how are you?
Good, thanks. Morning to you, Mike.
Now, Air New Zealand, they had a bit of news yesterday. You can remember snacks and movies or whatever that business was across the Tasman, but of course the important part was they downgraded their earnings guidance.
Yeah, that's right, the main financial news. Turbulence both home and abroad. The reduced earnings guidance due to worsening financial conditions hits the bottom line to the tune of $40 to $50 million. Now, it was only in February that they provided guidance for 2024 of $200 to $240 million. That's been reduced to $190 to $230 million for the year to 30 June. Also compares to a first half number of $185 million. That was down 38% on the prior year. So, and then we had 2023's bumper record profits of $574 million. So, yeah, fair to say, Mike, the post-COVID bump is well and truly over. You know, we've hit a big air pocket as far as Air New Zealand's concerned. So you look at it, home, cost of living pressures, that's hitting demand. Softer business environment, that's hitting corporate demand. And likewise in the government sector with cutbacks there, so no surprise. You know, meanwhile, North America, obviously a big market, intense competition. So, yeah, we've gone from a situation where demand was going gangbusters, you know, airlines could charge what they like, capacity wasn't running at full tilt, to a bit of the reverse. Also, yeah, the all those credits left over from COVID, they're due to expire till 2026, but they're being used at a much slower rate. So the breakage in the second half has been increased from $20 million to $50 million there. And stripping all these out, and this is probably the most important point, is the four-year profit range is therefore $95 to $135 million. Now, given that they had first-half profits of $140 million, this means that the second half, they're going to make a loss of $45 to $5 million. So that has implications for the dividend. Might also assumes a fuel price of $105 dollars a barrel. I know things have cooled down the Middle East, but that could be temporary. So yeah, it is interesting timing with those recent announcements. They said the airfares were going up as of today, maybe looking to get demand going. Shares unchanged, yes they might, but they are down 25% over the past year. Not great to hear that the national carrier is now in loss-making mode.
Exactly. And of course, they're talking about records, not Air New Zealand, but airlines talking about records over the Northern Summer. Now Ryman, they're looking for a new boss.
Yeah, that's right. Another day, another CEO departure. So Richard Umbers, he's only been at the helm for 2.5 years, so he's standing down. That's just 1 month out from the company's full-year result. Yeah, Ryman shares, they've had a tough time, to say the least, over the past 9 months, down around about 35% of that time, down slightly yesterday, but hit a fresh 11-year low. Brings to a close what's many regards a bit of a peculiar appointment. I mean, Umbers had little in the way of property development experience in the industry, something that's really important for a company like Ryman. He actually came out of retail department chain Myer, so quite a different business. So who's going to replace him? That's, I guess, the big question. And what they do when the CEO comes in, that's a question as well. Might be some debt clearing. But yeah, departure would probably inevitable given Ryman's underperformance. It didn't hit the target set at the time of its capital raise in February last year. You've had downgrades. I suppose you can only blame so much on a weak market, particularly when you've got competitor Somerset doing pretty okay. The other interesting point about this is that this is something of a trend. So we've seen four CEOs of NZX-listed companies leaving their roles in recent months. We had Ross Taylor at Fletcher's, of course, with, you know, downgrades there and projects that overrun. We had the CEO of Sky City. He stepped down in March and has been replaced. They run into trouble with regulators here and across the Tasman. And we also had Heartland recently announced their CEO is stepping down at the end of the year. So a bit of commonality, perhaps, Mike. You know, all very different businesses, but, yeah, the common thread, they've underperformed for various reasons and some that arguably could have been navigated better. So I guess showing where the buck stops.
Right, and a quick word on Tesla. They got troubles.
Yeah, very quick word. So shares are down 13% last week, down again 3% overnight, 40% year to date. They're cutting prices in China. Their dominance there is under assault. You know, they postponed that trip to India. Elon's cutting costs. You know, there's this executive pay package which they're trying to push through again. The robo-taxi, talked about that for years. He's now saying August. Still hasn't worked out the infrastructure side. We haven't delivered yet on a fully driving software, have we? And the Cybertruck, they're recalling around about 3,900 pickups at risk of a crash, evidently, in certain situations. So not good news there. We've actually seen a bit of tail throwing in. One prominent analyst has actually gone from a buy, slash their price target by 30% in the US. The fact they're not bringing out this cheaper Model 2 car as a driver. Cathy Wood, she's a big fundie. She reckons the stock's worth $2,000. It's currently $142. Another prominent analyst said they could fall 90%. So $450 billion, that's the market cap. Still valued 9 times more than General Motors or Ford. Any brightness on the horizon? We have got the results this week, but we're expecting a 40% plunge in operating profits. So, yeah, let's see there.
It's tough. Numbers, please.
So hey, we're back. We're on the up. So tensions, I suppose, arguably cooling in the Middle East. So the Dow up over 400 points, 38,418. NASDAQ up 1.4%, back above. We've got back above 5,000 for the S&P 500 as well, up 1%. FTSE in the UK, record high there, so that was up 1.4%. Nikkei up 1%, Hang Seng up 1.7%, ASX 200 up 1.1%. NZ50, we're up 0.5%, 11,852. Commodities, gold down $62 on those cooling tensions, $2,329 US an ounce. Oil flat, $83.20. Currency markets, Kiwi against the US, 59 spot 2. Against the Aussie, we're flat, 91.8. Up against sterling, 47.9. Lots of green light.
Good on you, mate. Go well. Catch up soon. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.